service funding. But this really covers their program for the highway funding and everything. But one of the funds is we came out back in July, you know, we're about 6 months behind here, and they don't make, they have public announcements, but they don't make it probably public because they know that the demand is high for all the funds that MoDOT has. But under this highlighted, you'll see their STIP program, which is their five-year program from 2023 to 2027, has been approved, and it's in place. The STIP makes available $10 billion of federal and state revenues for all modes of transportation. And the STIP details $7.65 billion in road and bridge construction and $1.5 billion each year over the next 5 years. So it's already being competitively bid for, and a lot of this funds have already been let for 2023 and things going forward, you know, in the five-year STIP program. The STIP also includes detailed project information for non-highway modes of transportation and a section dealing with planned operations and maintenance activities for the next 3 years. The rail transload facility that's in our action plans and planned for down in the Hollister area, it's one of them that is will be available, these funds coming forward. Let me give you the next handout here. That's just the opening. If you go online, there are STIP programs available online. Don't attempt to print it off because it's over 100 pages, but I have thumbed through it. And this is an excerpt from, we'll go through this page by page. It tells a little bit of what's in that STIP and funds that are available. Statewide Transportation Improvement Program is still because it makes $10 billion of federal, state available for all modes. There's a $7.5 billion. Then below that, this first MoDOT sheet is called the Freight Enhancement Program, receives awards historic funding. Governor Mike Parson approved $3.25 million for the 2023 Freight Enhancement Program. That might be part of what was approved down there for Johnny Morris. That came out of the governor's grant fund. Okay. That's probably part of that money we're reading about right here on this top sheet. It also says down the mid page of that sheet here, it says, the list of funding projects that best align with outlined goals and objectives includes infrastructure supporting container on barge, short line, rail improvements, and transload facility in the middle of the state. So I've got some sheets on down here further that talks about a facility up at Jefferson City that has already been put in place, a transload facility that MoDOT is assisting on the funding on it. Very similar to what we have planned the project list down there by Hollister coming up on our project list. And those funds are already flowing in the current 2023 year program. So there's a prototype in place that we can follow that model in applying for funds and the things that they're approving and doing. So it's the precedent has been set that in the current five-year STIP program, up in the northern part of the state, they are funding a transload facility. The cover of the, if you go inside, look for this cover. Again, it's a 100-page document. I've pulled out some excerpts here that I think may be of interest. Of course, MoDOT is funding through their rail division the operation of the River Runner train between Kansas City and St. Louis. You see that on that first sheet. And you see that Amtrak operates through the state also. And all the federal funding that President Biden approved a couple of years ago, billions of dollars for infrastructure, Amtrak is now highly favored in receiving a lot of those funds. So there's going to be some Amtrak action in this in our state, as well as they're fully funded in this five-year program for the River Runner train between Kansas City and St. Louis. And on the next page, this is an important one for Branson, because back in 2008, the Branson Scenic Railroad and Missouri North Arkansas applied for tri-weekly service from Kansas City down to Branson. Of course, they couldn't come up with any funding. But this program plan by MoDOT, the rail division, you see that extension of planned routes there. You have coming down out of Kansas City and St. Louis, but coming down through to Springfield, and you see a dotted line dotted right down to Branson. So there's some anticipation of funds are going to flow and planning for rail service into Branson, Missouri. And so you're going to be seeing some organizations such as Missouri North Arkansas, which their home company is Genesee and Wyoming, which is headquartered down in Florida. But the Missouri North Arkansas that operates, the Branson Scenic Railroad operates over them and operates into both Hollister and Branson. You're going to be, when this funding starts flowing, people will be trying to capture that because they couldn't get it back in 2008. So we're going to be looking for opportunities for planning sessions for all the pertinent parties that are involved. But that's an important projection that the state has that in their five-year plan. This is not a 15-year plan. This is the next 5 years that they've got outlined. And you can read a lot more about the details if you go into this 100-page document they've got. It takes a lot of digging into it to get into it. Then if you flip on over to a sheet that says statewide rail vision improvements, here's where you get into the transload facility that I was mentioning. On the right-hand side, I have highlighted in yellow the Colt Railroad and the transload facility improvements. That's the project that long-term freight rail improvements. They are a certain amount of funding already going towards that project for the Colt Railroad up there at Jefferson City, Columbia. The next page over is Columbia, Missouri. Colt Railroad, it tells you exactly what that transload facility is. Warehouse, very similar to what we envision out there in the Hollister area, to pick up that industrial park that's out by Kirbyville and to take trucks off the Highway 65 flowing into it. And, of course, the railroad, Missouri, North Arkansas, goes right down through that area where we're planning to participating perhaps a transload facility. But this facility at Columbia is actually operated, owned and operated by the city. Now, the railroad can operate it. They can get outside operators to operate it. But in this case, they think it's important enough to the viability of the city of Columbia, Missouri, that they are the owners and operators of this. The Colt Railroad is the short line In our case, Missouri North Arkansas would be the service line. But it tells 83,000 square feet of storage under one roof, 13 acres of fenced outdoor storage, 20 rail spots, et cetera, warehousing, transloading, and distribution. So short summary, there's a prototype already being funded by the freight division of MoDOT, and so they're quite familiar with the process. And as we go along, we need to become familiar so we can apply for the same types of funds. Seems like the majority of the funds, MoDOT, flows to the northern part of the state. So we've got to work with these contact people that Rick works with all the time, of our state representatives and our congressmen, to make an awareness factor of the needs down here in this part of the state. It's got to be a joint effort. But the prototype's been set in the funding that is coming forward in the next 5 years. One other item in this regard. Here it is. This is a, and I'll pass these around to the other side over there. This is an article that Rick Seigenpost brought to my attention at the latest partnership meeting a week ago. But we've got some other projects on our project list. Michael, as you start to look at the list with the items down there that of our project list, our matrix that pertain to Branson, we've got the downtown overpass there at the depot and where they cross over there from their parking lots. There's a project proposed to have an overpass there to connect the landing with the Old Town, and it'd be like a bridge or overpass, and you might have signage there that pointed one direction was the landing and the other one was the Old Town. Hasn't been designed yet, but Keith Francis is familiar with it, and in fact it's on the project list that Sarah is working with also. Under the sidewalks, what's it? I think it's under the sidewalks projects.
Yes, it's under a bike bed for
Tennessee. Yeah. So there's a lot of details being written up, but it's still an idea. It hasn't been designed. But that's on the project list. And then also the proposed rail transportation that we just mentioned, potentially coming back our way again for a look at. And then the transload facilities, that's in the county. But there's also will still be concerns that Branson would be interested, I'm sure, in participating in a hard look at it. But you might introduce this and where this came from or how it came about.
Well, Mr. Sebastian happened to show up at the Hollister Chamber of Commerce, wanted to talk about rail advocacy. And so they referred him to me. I happened to be out of the office, so he left contact information, then sent this email. So I returned an email to him and said we would be interested. In many of these things, like the rail, I think it's important to our future. The problem is it's a little unrealistic for us and Hollister Branson to be able to compete with Columbia, Jefferson City, that have 30 people on staff that work on these things. So someone like Mr. Sebastian and the Go Rail type of folks, a lot of times will take on these projects to find and help complete certain search through, do some things.